The Book of Esther gives the account of a terrible plot to exterminate the Jewish people and how the massacre was averted. The author of the book is unknown. The events described took place during the years that lay between the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem and the return to Judea of the second group of Jewish exiles with Ezra the scribe. About 50,000 Jews had already gone back to their homeland, but great numbers still remained scattered throughout the vast Persian Empire. After the death of King Darius, his son, Ahasuerus, or Xerxes, came to the throne in 486 BC and ruled over his father's immense kingdom that stretched from India to Ethiopia. Unlike his father, King Ahasuerus was neither wise nor prudent. He was a capricious, cruel, and despotic ruler. One of the capitals of the Persian Empire was Shushan, or Susa. It had been rebuilt and had become a royal city. King Darius and his successors made the magnificent palace they had built there into their winter residence. In the third year of his reign, King Ahasuerus gave a banquet for all his nobles and officials. The military leaders of Persia and Media, the princes and the nobles of all the districts and provinces of his immense empire, came to Susa at the king's invitation. For 6 months they were shown the vast wealth of his kingdom and the splendor and majesty of his reign. At the end of that time, the king gave a banquet that lasted 7 days in the gardens of his palace. Everyone in Susa, from the least to the greatest, came to the banquet. The great court in the garden was magnificently decorated with white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of white linen and purple to silver rings on marble pillars. There were couches of gold and silver on a mosaic pavement of marble, mother of pearl, alabaster, and other costly stones. Wine in abundance was served in goblets of gold, each one different from the other. The king had ordered that the guests were to be allowed to drink as much as they wanted. While the king was entertaining the men in the great court of the garden, Vashti, the queen, gave a banquet for the women in the royal palace. On the seventh day, when the king was in high spirits from wine, he commanded the 7 eunuchs who served him to bring before him Queen Vashti, wearing her royal crown, in order to display her beauty to the people and nobles, for she was very lovely. But the queen refused to come and make an exhibition of herself before the people. The servants returned to tell the king that Queen Vashti would not come, and the king was furious and burnt with anger. It was customary for the king to consult advisers in matters of law and justice, so he spoke with the 7 wise men who understood the laws and were closest to him. They were nobles who were highest in the kingdom. They said to Ahasuerus, "Queen Vashti has done wrong, not only against the king, but also against all the nobles and the people of the provinces of the kingdom. For the queen's conduct will become known to all the women, and they will no longer respect and obey their husbands. Knowing what the queen has done, they will respond in the same way. They will say, 'King Ahasuerus commanded Queen Vashti to be brought before him, but she would not come,' and there will be no end of disrespect and discord. Therefore, if it pleases the king, let him issue a royal decree that cannot be repealed, that Vashti is never again to enter the presence of the king. And let the king give her royal position to someone else who is better than she. Then, when the king's edict is proclaimed throughout his vast empire, all the women will respect their husbands, from the least to the greatest." The king and his nobles were pleased with this advice, and everything was done as the wise men proposed. Dispatches were sent to all parts of the kingdom, to each province in its own script, and in each people's tongue, to say that every man should be ruler over his own household. Next episode, Esther made queen.